Good morning, everyone. Yay. Oh, it's nice. It's nice to hear the good morning is back. I like that. Good morning at home. I'm looking this way, yes. It's great that you can join us on the other side of the screen. I'm really excited to share with you this morning. And I really hope that what I'm going to share is just going to stir inside of you and just speak into your heart this morning. Well, those of you I know that in the room will know, some of you at home might not know, but I've got three children and they are now all back at school. Yes, which is great. Loved having them around. But, you know, last week I made the most of just my children were at school and I took myself off to the beach for a walk and just had a bit of time on my own. It was the most gorgeous, gorgeous morning and I just had this lovely time. And as I was walking along the beach, I then sat, well, I did get a hot chocolate as well. Couldn't resist. I thought I'd treat myself. It had loads of cream on it. I even took a photo because it was such an amazing hot chocolate. So I'm there and I ended up just sitting on a rock with my hot chocolate. I did do more walking as well, but I sat for a while and I found myself sat at a spot with some rocks. And actually we've got a photo that should come up on your screen at home as well. I'm going to move this way. I'm just looking to make sure. I'm not sure at home whether you're going to quite manage to see that photo because it's a little bit, brilliant. You don't need me, that's fine. Okay, so you can see I took this photo of these rocks that I was sat at because it was just beautiful. And as I just looked out at these rocks and the vast ocean. Whenever I look at the ocean, I don't know about you, but I just can't help but just think of God's love for us, the expanse, vastness of his love. And I was just watching and quite fascinated watching the tide come in around these rocks and just reminded how God's love just comes in and surrounds us and covers us. But I then, after a little while of sat there, I went walking a bit more along the beach and came across some more rocks. Now, you should get some more photos. Here we go, we've got three. So we go from the top to the bottom. I'm hoping, it might be a little dark for you at home, so I'm really sorry if it's, oh, look, hey, that was cool. They lightened it up for you, I like that. So if you look at the top, you should just about make out like two rocks. There are two. You hopefully can see the dark gray just poking out. And then gradually, as you go down the photos, it's harder and harder to see the rocks. And I just sat there because what was happening, the tide was coming in. And as the tide was coming in, these rocks were just getting covered by the sea and just gradually and gradually disappearing. And you hopefully can get the impression from these photos. And gradually they disappeared. And it reached the point where I could no longer see the rocks. You can take those photos off if you want now, Isaac. Thank you so much for that. I couldn't see the rocks anymore. Okay, and I looked for the rocks, but all I could see was the sea. And I just had this moment with God where I just looked and I just went, God, I want to be like those rocks. God, I want to be so submerged in your love that when people look at me, all they can see is you and your love. I'm going to just say that again. God, I want to be so submerged in your love that when people look at me, all they see is you and your love. You see, when people look at you, I wonder what they see. What do they see when they look at you? Because the thing is, when we are submerged in God's love, when we're covered and surrounded in his love, then what flows out of us is his love. What flows out of us is love for others. What flows out of us is revealing God to those around us. What flows out of you? Well, that's a bit tricky, isn't it? Josh just said how the teaching is hard. It's hard sometimes to go, okay, to take that moment and say, what flows out of me? What do people see when they look at me? You know, it makes me think of when someone has a baby, we do that thing, don't we, where we look and we go, oh, they look so much like you. Or, oh, I can really see their granddad in them. Oh, they look like so-and-so, they look like so-and-so. And we look, don't we, for that family resemblance. You know, my children quite often, people look at my two girls and they'll always say, oh, they look really alike. The neighbour the other day said to me, oh, Lucy really looks like you. We do that, don't we? We look for that family resemblance. Some families, I think, have a strong family resemblance. You might even be thinking in your mind of families you know that have got that strong family resemblance. I always think that Dave's family, Dave is my husband, in case you didn't know, so I can talk about his family, it's okay. Dave's family, I think, have a really strong family resemblance. When you get them together in the room, you know who they belong to. Well, the same is true for us, for our characters, for our hearts. You say, who do we remind people of? When people look at us, do they see Jesus? Do they see that family resemblance? Do they see that we belong to God? Because, you know, that's what we're called to be. We're called to be people that carry that family resemblance of God. A few verses for you that I'm just going to whiz through. This isn't the one that I've asked you for, Isaac. That one's coming later, okay? These are really quick ones. I'm just going to whiz through. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul starts off by saying, imitate God. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. We're called to imitate him. We're called to copy him, to follow him, for our lives to reflect him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16, it says, now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. I really love that verse. I love that just picture, that image of us being this sweet perfume, this aroma, this Christ-like fragrance. What flows out of us should be Jesus. We're to ooze Jesus. I quite like that kind of image, that we're just reflecting him. Colossians 3 verse 10 says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. Two more verses for you. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. And the last one, Philippians 1 verse 27, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. I reckon there could be even more. I've picked quite a lot of verses. And when I get going, I'm like, oh, that verse, that verse, that verse. But you know what? It's clear that we're called to live in a way that reflects God. Our lives are to reflect him. Our lives are to reveal Jesus to those around us. We're called to carry that family resemblance, to live a life so that when people look at us, they see him. Who do people see when they look at you? That question constantly, let's be thinking about that. Let's turn now as well. I want us to look a bit more at this by turning to a passage. This is the one, Isaac. Okay, so to John chapter 15. We're going to have a look at this passage. And this is Jesus, and when he talks about the vine and the branches. And we're going to read up to verse, it's quite long, but I'm just going to go for it. Verse 17, okay. And hopefully you've got all the words coming up if you want to follow there. Jesus says this, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command, love each other. In this passage, Jesus uses those words, remain in me. We get it over and over again, remain in me. You know, in other versions, the word might be abide, abide in me. Other versions say, stay joined in me, live in me, dwell in me. I always love hearing those other words because I just think it helps us to understand what he is talking about here. Jesus is the one that we're to stick with. He's the one that we're to stay really close to. And I just think this is the most beautiful picture of our relationship with him. Our relationship is such closeness where we're to abide, to dwell in him. But here in this passage, Jesus actually takes it even one step further, not just remain in me, but further down in verse 9, he says, remain in my love. Remain in my love. In the Message version, it says, make yourselves at home in my love. I quite like that. A lovely picture of our relationship. Jesus himself tells us that we're to remain in his love. We need to be in that place where we're surrounded by his love. We are to live in his love, to dwell in his love, abide in his love, stay joined to his love. He is calling us, this relationship is to be like those rocks that I talked about at the beginning, those rocks that were submerged in the sea. We are called to be submerged in the love of Jesus and surrounded by his love. You know, this isn't just, I'm going to dip my toes in, kind of love. He's calling us to go deeper into the love that he has for us. He calls us to go deeper and be submerged by his love. In verse 5 in the passage I just read, he also says this. He says, those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. In order for our lives to produce fruit, we need to remain in him. We need to remain in his love. We need to be submerged in his love. What's he talking about when he talks about the fruit? He's talking about what flows out of us. Do you remember I talked about that earlier? The things that people see, the stuff that flows out of us. That's the fruit. The fruit is our love for others, revealing Jesus to others. The fruit is us reflecting him and becoming more and more like him. Everything flows from this place of his love. Everything flows from this place. And you know, the deeper that we go into his love, the more we're going to live in this close fellowship with Jesus, and the more our lives are going to reflect him. Do you see that? I'm going to just say that bit again because I think that's really crucial here. Everything flows from this place of love, and the deeper that we go into his love, the more we're going to live in that close fellowship with him, and then the more our lives are going to reflect him. The more our lives are just going to flow him. The more our lives are going to carry that family resemblance. You know, it's from that place of his love that we're then able to show grace to others. You know, actually, if you're struggling right now and you're thinking, I haven't got any grace for that person, get yourself into Jesus' love. And then from that place, he will give you the grace for that person. You need it. You know, it's from that place of dwelling in him and his love that we can extend peace to others. It's from that place that we're able to forgive others. It's from that place that out of us will flow love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of those fruits of the Spirit. But it's crucial that it flows from that central place of his love. How do we bear fruit? By being submerged in his love. How do we imitate God? By being submerged in his love. How do we reflect him to those around us? By being submerged in his love. I hope you're getting the idea here. How do we love others? By being submerged in his love. So you might be sat there going, okay, that's great, but how do we get so deep in his love? How do we do that? How do I get submerged in his love? A few things. Do you know what? Let's make him the priority. So often other things can creep in and take his place in our hearts. At the end of 1 John, right at the end of the book, it says this: dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Make him the number one in your heart. Don't allow anything else to take that place. You know, we can go deeper into his love by spending time with him. That's all he actually longs for, is us to spend time with him. Let's be like Mary and just sit at his feet. Spend time with him. In the passage we read earlier, Jesus in verse 7 says this: if you remain in me and my words remain in you. Do you know what? We need to be reading this. That's how we're going to go deeper into his love. That's how we're going to get submerged into his love, is reading his word. We need to read his word and allow it to embed deep in us. I love the verse in Psalm 119, it says, I have hidden your word in my heart. I love that. That's what we should be doing. Spending so much time reading this and allowing this to just embed in our hearts, get hidden deep into our hearts. Do you know, to get deeper into his love, you've got to allow God to prune you. That's a tricky one, isn't it? Allow him to prune you. Jesus said, in the passage we read, he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. I love that. Pruning can be hard, but it's only to produce more fruit. It's only so that we can reflect him more and more. It's so that what flows out of us is more and more of just him. We need to allow God to reveal the things in our lives that need pruning, the things that need cutting away. And as we do that, we are submerging ourselves more and more into his love. Do you know what? We need to make sure that we are actually receiving the love that he has for us. I think sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we don't notice or recognize the love that he is lavishing out on us. I think sometimes we can have so much head knowledge of his love. We can know so much about it. We can tell everybody else about it. But actually, we've got to make sure we've got the heart knowledge of his love. We need to experience his love for ourselves. He calls us to go deeper into his love because his love has got so much more to offer us. I always think we've only scratched the surface of it. There is so much more to his love, and he wants us to go deeper. And he wants us to receive it here, not just up here. He wants us to receive it in our hearts. I always love the words that Paul says in Ephesians. He gets this whole prayer, this prayer that he says. And in verse 18, we get these words: and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. But this is the next bit. May you experience that love. May you experience the love of Christ though it is too great to understand fully. I actually quite like that, because I'm someone that I really want to make sense of it. I really want to understand it. But actually, his love is so much, we can't understand it. And there is so much more of his love to offer that he's just going, come on, come a bit deeper. Be like those rocks. He wants the tide to come over us so we are so submerged into his love, because it is the most amazing thing and the amazing place to be. I love it because it then says, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. He's calling us this morning to go deeper into his love. He's calling us to be submerged in his love. And if we submerge ourselves in his love, then what flows out of us is just more of him. What flows out of us is him, and we resemble him. Everything starts, everything flows from this place of his love. I'm going to finish with this verse that sums it up. 1 John 4 verse 19 says, we love each other because he loved us first. If you're struggling to love someone, just get yourself into God's love, and from there he will equip you to love those around us. I'm going to come right back to where I started with my pictures and my rocks. And when I saw those rocks, my heart cried, God, I want to be so submerged in your love that what flows out of me, actually that wasn't it, was it? I can't remember it now. What flows, no. I want to be so submerged in your love that when people look at me, all they see is you and your love. Do you want this? That's my question this morning. Is this what you want? I wonder if you'll join me in that heart's cry this morning of saying, God, yes. Do you want your life to reflect Jesus? Do you want to show his family resemblance in your life? Then let's receive his love. But more than that, let's step deeper into his love. Let's step deeper into his love. Let's allow ourselves to be submerged in his love. Because when we do that, then out of us will flow love. Then when people look at us, they will see him. They won't see us. We'll be like those rocks. We disappear. The band are going to, I wonder if they can start to come up. And the band are going to lead us in a song in a moment, which is just talking about God's love. At the end of the day, this is what this is all about. It all starts with his love. And I'm going to pray, and then we're going to just respond. Use this song to respond. Maybe today you want to join me in that cry. And as this song is being sung, you might just want to say, yeah, God, I want to be like those rocks. I want to be submerged in your love. That's my heart's cry. And my prayer is that it's your heart's cry as well. It might be today that actually you need to just receive God's love for the first time. Maybe sitting at home, you've never experienced God's love. And my prayer today is that you will experience his love, his overwhelming love for you. And as this song is played, allow his love to flow over you. This song declares what his love is like. His love is amazing, and words cannot describe it. And today he wants to lavish his love on each one of us. I'm going to pray, and then the band are going to lead us in this song. Oh, Father God, I want to thank you this morning for your love for us. Oh God, your love is so vast, so expanse, so deep that we can't express it in words. And God, I thank you that today you're saying, come deeper. You're saying to each one of us, come deeper into my love. Be submerged in my love. And God, our hearts this morning are just crying, yes, we want to go deeper. We want to be submerged in your love. Father God, I just pray this morning that for everyone here, for everyone that's at home right now, I pray right now that we will all just receive your love this morning. That your love will just go deep into our hearts. And Father God, I pray that from that place of being submerged in your love, I pray that our lives will reflect you. That our lives will just shine you, Jesus. Father, I even dare to say that for those of us maybe here or at home or watching that maybe are struggling right now to love others, Father God, I pray right now that you'll just pour out your love onto us to help us to love those that are tricky to love. Father, I thank you that we love because you first loved us. Amen.